A statement this morning from the Department of Basic Education that the matric exams, the final national senior certificate, will now start on the 27th of October, not on the 1st of November as initially scheduled. And that is because we are now having elections on that date. So various issues feeding into this. Let's speak to Elijah Mhlanga, who is the Department of Education spokesperson. Elijah, good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us here on the Midday Report. There was a meeting of the Council of Education ministers. They held a special meeting to discuss this issue. What were the pros and cons, and how was this decision reached?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, from when the Minister of Local Government and Cooperative Government announced the 1st of November as the date for the local government elections, we needed to process that in the sector. And the first thing that we did was to compile a statement as to say, in the light of the fact that the elections are now happening on the 1st of November, which is the starting date of the final group of exams, what do we do? What can we do? The immediate options are either to, that we looked at were either to bring forward the exam or to bring those two papers at the end of the exam. When we went through the consultation sessions with the stakeholders, the option one, that is of bringing forward the those two papers, was the one that was supported. Mm. And it then went to the other platforms as well, and they could have felt the same. So when the CN met this morning, it became an easy decision to make.
What was the argument against moving the exams to the end?
Well, the first one is that English is written by literally everyone in the system, which means it's the biggest paper, it's the one that really stretches the resources of the system. And it was therefore felt that you rather start with that rather than end with it. Because by the time the exam comes to an end, a lot would have taken place. So you don't want that big paper to find people who are already exhausted. You rather start with it while everyone is still fresh and go through with that big challenge at the beginning and not wait till later. So we therefore settled for that kind of approach, which we appreciate a lot because everyone has supported this position.
I imagine one of the issues here is also, as has been said, that many schools are used as voting stations as well. So you need to vacate them for the 1st of November. And various other issues would have come into play here too.
Yeah, that one though, it's not such a big one because it's mostly primary school to my experience that I use as polling station. So we don't have a problem with that, but it was indeed a factor. But our biggest concern was really the exam machines because that date had already been approved in May and everyone had been making arrangements on that basis. So as for the other schools, we know that catch-up plans will be made now that we know the 1st of November is a no-go zone for education. Rather, we are all going to use it for learning. For elections. But we know also that the candidates who are writing the matric exams but who qualify for elections would also need to have an opportunity to go and vote.
Right, yeah.
So that's where we are now, and we're happy that they will get the opportunity and they have registered. And that will go through to cut that a lot.
Elijah, thank you so much. Elijah Mhlanga, the Department of Education spokesperson. So for many of those people, it would be the first time that they are voting. So you want to make sure that they get to exercise their democratic right. But to be in the class of 2021, there's been so many curveballs thrown at them. And here's another one.